Hello, this is the MBF podcast coming to you again. I missed recording yesterday, so I'm actually going to take up and move some ground today. But we've been talking about productivity. We've been talking about life purpose, living off a value-based system. We talked about how when you live off a life-based system, all your choices become a whole lot easier because it's easier to say yes and no. And we talked about the power of time blocking and time compounding and how all those things work together to gradually make you more progressive, to help you move ground and become more successful day by day, hour by hour. So today, now that we talked about all those proper structures, we're going to talk about setting proper habits. You see, it's very, very cool to know that you're being productive, that you're being very appropriate, as Gary Keller would say, with the moment of your life. It's very nice to know that you're doing good things along the way and prioritizing your life, and yet you have a purpose, and then you prioritize your life that way, you can have a good result. However, how do you measure things that are, you know, constant? How do you see things that are consistent? You know, John Rohn and also John Maxwell, he says that you can determine your success really by your daily habits. He even went this far to say that if he was with you for a given day, based on what you did during that day and your habits that he saw, he can determine whether or not you're going to be successful in the endeavor that you've chosen. So let's cover that ground a little bit, right? What is really a habit? Well, according to Atomic Habits, a book I've been reading here lately, what that really is a shortcut and a thought process. There's some habits in which we've been talking about for a long time since we were kids, whether it's tying our shoes or brushing our teeth. And there's some other habits that take a little bit more work, right? It's the habits that you set when you're kind of independent and you're going off to college for the first time, or you start your first job and you need to get your clothes ready and you need to set your alarm. It's those type of habits that are more learned and that are more individual that we're talking about here. So in terms of success, we know we talked about discovering your life purpose. So we covered that ground a little bit, and we will be revisiting that a little later down the road. But today we're simply talking about habits. However, what I would like to say is that while setting habits is a really good thing, we want to make sure that we're keeping the proper parameters. What does that mean? That means that based on your life purpose, you should have priorities. And based on those priorities, it should guide you towards a given mission, right? Now, having a value-based system, it helps you towards your life purpose, which helps you say yes and no to questions, which leads you to good results. Now, that being the frame of reference in which we're going with this, is very important to understand that just because you're setting a habit does not mean you're setting the right one. So let's start there. So based on your life purpose, let's just say this. Let's say that I'm an athlete, okay? We're using athletes because it's probably really relatable. You know, you have your Peyton Manning, you have your LeBron James, you have your Michael Phelps. What's very interesting about Michael Phelps, you probably wouldn't know it, but Michael Phelps actually has ADHD. So when he was growing up as a kid, the one thing that helped him spend a lot of that energy was swimming. You know, in a book called The One Thing, Gary Keller says that anybody that's being appropriate in a matter of life can be productive and have focus, right? A lot of times in life, we think that discipline is doing everything right, when in reality, is doing the right things right. Right? So for instance, the person who spends hours playing video games but then spends 2 hours actually doing their one thing would move miles toward in the right direction, versus the person who literally says, all right, I'm going to do whatever it takes for 8 hours in that sense. Because those 2 hours are going to be extremely productive, and they're going to be purpose-driven, right, value-based, and they're going to have really good stuff. Which moves us back to time compounding and time blocking. You see, setting proper habits needs to be put on your calendar, right? One of the things I learned from Atomic Habits is that anyone can do anything for 2 minutes. You know, so oftentimes the reason why diets don't work is instead of us gradually getting into the swing of things, we're trying to take all this all these things that we normally have never done and try to apply it to a life in which we're trying to change. But one thing we don't think about is, well, have we ever done this before? And the answer to that, of course, is no. So rather than, you know, trying to change a habit we never have, how about let's slow down, let us establish the habit first, and after we establish the habit, we can improve it. So now that we understand that life purpose leads to you saying yes, no to the right, you know, to the right and wrong things there, right? That way you can move down this system of priorities based on your value-based system. And then off of that, you can get proper results. We're talking about setting proper habits. You know, anything can be done for 2 minutes. And after understanding that you can only scale or improve habits that have that you have, you first had to set the habits, right? And the habits need to be based on your one thing. So let's say for an athlete, you know, some of their habits would be including waking up at a time in which is reasonable, going to bed at a certain time that is reasonable, probably doing some coursework, some studying, depending on what your one thing is. I know personally in football, when I was playing in high school, the schedule regimen was actually set a lot for me. However, the one thing they did not plan for me was when we actually was doing two-a-days, how much time did I sleep the night before? That's something I had to set for myself. You know, when I was doing wrestling, what they didn't plan for is when I was trying to make weight, me waking up at 5 a.m. to make sure I made weight, right? But all those habits were directly to what I was trying to accomplish. So hopefully you get something from that today. Setting proper habits is actually a whole lot easier than we understand. But the terminology, the mindset we need to get in is first understanding you can do anything for 2 minutes. What does that mean? That means is try small to set that habit. And now that the habit is properly set, add more to it. And what you're going to realize is a whole lot easier to establish a habit after it has been established. So as always, it's Nutrition My Friday. Because just going through the motions doesn't cut it. Start right, finish strong. And guys, action steps, you know, understanding your life purpose, understanding where you're going. What are some proper habits do you think could be that really the industry leaders, that's a key word. Who are the leaders in your industry? Measure their habits. See what habits they actually have on a day-to-day basis that as is relatable to what you're doing now. And start setting those habits. Step number two, after firmly setting those habits, the 2 minute drill, what you then need to think about is start scaling those habits. You know, everything we do kind of requires habits, and it's interesting. I'm learning that all successful people, they have essentially non-habits. They have really what you call, you know, building their business, marketing. They have their client base. They have the way in which they expand their business. They have how they use their business themselves. They have how they learn, they have how they read, how they associate, proper habits. But it's very interesting. There's people in which they stay to the minimums, right? If I said that if you show up to work every day, you get a paycheck versus if you show up to work every day and you actually go all at it and you can get a promotion, well, which habits would you properly set? You know, we're not talking about living on the average here. So guys, always put the habits in your benefit. As my coach used to always say, don't leave it up to the referees. Have a great day.